Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Normally talk to our man Grant McCauley around 5:40. We pushed him back just a little bit. Big matchup tonight over at Truist Park. Grant, before we get into tonight's matchup, Mike and I have been going back and forth about last night. I want to get your thoughts on how the bullpen was handled last night. Now, listen, this is semantics, right? I mean, we know the buttons that have been pushed by Snit have gotten us a lot of dubs. But he gets thrown out of the game last night. We get back into the game, and then you look at who came into the game with the game in the balance. Did you have any issues with the players that were selected to come out of the bullpen? Because we were wondering, where was Iglesias last night, even if you didn't want to use Kenley Jansen?
Yeah, I said this last night, and I guess this is what we call a post-mortem as far as this loss a night ago was concerned. I think when you go out and get Iglesias, I know that Kenley Jansen is going to come into games under two circumstances, when it's tied or when the Braves have a lead, and typically in a save situation. And that was not the case last night, but I was a little bit surprised that Iglesias was not used, particularly seeing as he had already pitched with a game that was well in hand the night before. So that would be about the only move that I would look at to that point, once it became a one-run game, where I would have suspected that there'd be a different move, because Dylan Lee came in and did his job. I think Dylan Lee's earned those opportunities to pitch in one-run games at this point. Was surprised that Iglesias didn't appear later on, but as it turned out, you know, Edwin Diaz was already in the game. If you pitch Iglesias and he does his job, that's great. You still got to face Diaz in the bottom of the ninth, and I'm just not convinced that that move was what, you know, swung the game one way or another, but it was one of many parts of those games where you just kind of felt like afterwards you just had to ask yourself, what if?
Yeah, and I love the fact there was no quit in this team, the fact that they battled back. And right. I guess it's like the parallel universe argument. If Edwin Diaz is out there for the ninth inning, would you have that success that you had, which made it even more kind of bitter in the bottom of the ninth?
Yeah, I think that's the case. And, you know, having a couple of runs score in the bottom of the ninth, yes, it made the game look closer than I feel like it was at times last night. That big seventh inning rally where the Braves scored four times and made it a 6-5 game, that was where it felt like they had the most momentum. Of course, Ronald gets caught stealing to end that inning. That's another what if from that game. I don't mind the aggressiveness. I wasn't overly upset about that. It took a great call to get him. But you just would have loved to have seen Dansby Swanson maybe get a swing at it with a tying run on base and see what would have happened in that inning. But these are the things that we spend our time afterwards, you know, asking all the questions about. But unfortunately, we already know the answer. The Mets managed to win that game 9-7.
Let's talk about Jake DeGrom and Max Fried tonight. What are the expectations? We know how good Fried's been. Are there any concerns about him coming off this concussion?
No, I don't believe so. I mean, they have given us the time, allowed him to go through all the steps that he needs to physically, kind of test things out. He's been throwing, no longer dealing with the light sensitivity that was a little bit of a problem for him last week, and, of course, any headaches or other concussion-like symptoms. So, you know, Max Fried's the guy that you want to turn to in the big spots, and I don't know that it gets much bigger than a chance to win a series against the New York Mets, who, as we've talked about all week, have not lost a series to a National League East foe all season long. And, oh, by the way, they have the best pitcher on the planet starting for them tonight. So This is a game where you want to see Max Fried show up and not necessarily try to match Jacob DeGrom 0-for-0, strikeout for strikeout, but be able to keep the Braves in this game and give them a chance to get a win, because we know DeGrom is still not back to 100%, no limitations whatsoever. There will be a pitch count. Will it be 75, 80, 85? I'm not sure. How far can he get into the game on 85 pitches? I'm almost scared to ask.
Hey, Grant, I know this might be wonkish, but I'll ask anyway. A couple guys hit us up on the text line as Grant McCauley joins us on the waitfor.com hotline. When a guy like Snit gets the boot, I know what Bob, I haven't been in the clubhouse at Truist. I know what Turner Field, the manager's office, is right there. Is Snit having any communication, or is it supposed to be incommunicado when you get the gate and Walt Weiss takes over?
Yeah, my understanding was that Walt Weiss had taken over at that point. That's not something that I'd asked about today. I mean, I could probably find out in the future, but my understanding has been, just based on the limited amount of times that it has happened, that the bench coach does take over. But I would say, more so than anything, the Braves as an organization and that coaching staff being on the same page right there, they knew what kind of moves they were going to make. You know, Walt Weiss wasn't off the reservation doing this thing over here that Brian Snitker wouldn't have done. So again, I don't feel like this would have been managed any differently had Brian Snitker still been sitting there. And he talked about it in the post game. He's not going to try to overuse his high leverage relievers in games where they don't necessarily have a lead. And love it or hate it, I guess you have to respect it, because he's the man who makes the calls in that respect.
What about Michael Harris? We talked a lot about it yesterday in regards to him getting this new deal. And obviously, you know, I always feel like when these things happen, not that guys are on edge, but it does give you kind of a deep breath, right? You get to go, okay, I mean, I know what I can do. I'm a little bit more at ease knowing that now that part of this has been taken care of. And I don't even know if Michael Harris thought that this would be done this season. What do you think this does for him as far as on the field? Because we were talking with Dave O'Brien, and Dave said, listen, if he doesn't do anything else during this contract, if he just does what he's doing right now, this is still a bargain. I think he has tremendous upside and can even be better.
Oh, I agree. I do think he can be better. And we're just seeing Michael Harris go through the league this first time. And as we know, and as we've seen in the past, you know, players have to make adjustments once people start to get more familiar with you. And, you know, as they say, maybe a book gets put together and they figure out ways to pitch you. And it's always that game of adjustments. But Michael Harris is such a, I think, a high baseball IQ guy and a guy that lives literally for the opportunity to play baseball and to know that he's going to be right where he wants to be, playing for the team he wants to play for, in the position that he was seemingly born to play. A lot of good things have already been checked off in that box, but I don't think he's going to let up at all. And I do think at 21 years old, I mean, this guy is going to have a prime of his career that we have not seen yet and may not see for a few more years. But if this is where he starts, I'm excited to see where he ends up once he becomes a tried and true, dyed-in-the-wool, experienced big leaguer, because I feel like, as you said, Carl, the best is yet to come with this kid. I think he could do a lot more.
I know that I guess the next one up, and it's kind of funny because you could argue that you knew what you had in Michael Harris. It became obvious that this guy's ready for the show. So when should Braves fans expect the Vaughn Grissom contract?
I guess about 2 months from now might be about the timeline that we're working on. I mean, it's crazy to see it. I mean, I've been very excited to see what Vaughn Grissom has done thus far. I mean, he's somebody that inside and around the organization, you heard the buzz about this kid and the bat, of course. But, you know, having a chance to jump from Double-A after less than 100 plate appearances and hit the ground running at the big leagues. He's batting over 400 in his first 8 games. He's knocked in 7. He's scored 10 more. I mean, he's been in the middle of some pretty key rallies for Atlanta thus far, and he's drawing walks with long at-bats and, you know, making pitchers work. And that line drive swing, that power is there. So, I mean, if you want to lock down another kid, I wouldn't argue against it. I just think, you know, find this kid a place to play every single day, because, you know, Ozzie Albies will be coming back for second base, but that doesn't change the absolute, you know, focus on Vaughn Grissom being a potential building block for this club. And he has shown in the early results that he is here and looks like he could make a big difference.
I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but in my years of being around baseball, this looks like a benching to me. What do you think about what's going on with Marcell Ozuna?
I think it's some of that, but I think it's as much as anything, this is a results-driven business at some point. And, you know, Marcell Ozuna had April, May, June, July, and even the first couple of weeks in August, really, to show something at the plate and to show, I think, something beyond that that just lets you know that he's out there looking for all of the answers. I haven't necessarily gotten the impression that that's the case because, you know, when a guy gets in a slump, but then you see him out there hitting early before every game by himself at 3 p.m. in the afternoon on the big field in the hot sun doing all of that kind of stuff. And I know that's optics and whatnot, but there's just something to be said for that extra gear that some people have. And I can't say that that's really been present in this situation. So saving, you know, great and extraordinary efforts or measures, I guess, to get himself out of this slump, he's just kind of stuck in the same formulaic routine that he's been in. And I don't know, when stuff isn't working, when the results aren't working, I think you have to, you know, maybe go back to the basics, but at the very least, you have to start putting the work in and maybe a little bit of extra work to figure it out, because it lets people know that, hey, I care about this, not just my personal performance, but I'm on a team. I got to carry, you know, my share of the weight, and I'm just not sure we've seen a lot of that. And, you know, him sitting out for the last four games, I mean, it's not by accident. It's by design. They've got hitters in there who are producing better results and are going to get the opportunities and the at-bats going down the stretch, and that's what this team has to do. They got 40 games to try to catch the Mets and secure a wild card spot at the very worst and get into October, and I don't think we can honestly say, hey, you know who makes the team better? Marcell Ozuna.
Right. It just is what it is. Hey, man, Grant McCauley with us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We've tried to temper fans' expectations with Mike Soroka, and then he's exceeding expectations. He says his body feels great. I know it was high A in Rome, but now he's on the fast track to Gwinnett, so it's now we can actually see and think about seeing him now.
Yeah, I mean, I talked to Mike yesterday, and it was really great to catch up with him and hear him talking about what a great first step it was. But I can tell you this, just from that conversation, he is not skipping any steps and thinking too far beyond where the next one is and what the work he needs to do on the side and in the bullpen to get ready for any adjustments he needs to make for his next start. Now, the thing about this rehab assignment, I will say, as far as geographically speaking, is they wanted to give him an opportunity to pitch in Gwinnett at home. And that, I think, is pretty much the answer to why he jumps from high A to triple A after just one start, because I feel like he still has to build up the stamina, the pitch count, the innings to be ready to contribute to the Braves if that's going to be something that is going to happen, which it very much feels like much more of a reality after that first start than it has at any point this year. So I'm excited for it. Like you said, temper the expectations a little bit, but, you know, after three, four starts, I think you'll start to get more of a real timetable or idea of when Mike Soroka could be back in an Atlanta Braves uniform pitching in the big leagues for the first time in over 2 years.
All right, we got to win tonight, but I just saw this and I went, oh. Astros beat the Chicago White Sox 21-5 today.
Oofa.
We got Kyle Wright, who's going to start on Friday. He hasn't started since, what, Boston, I think it was? He was in the Boston series. So they gave him extra rest because of arm fatigue. It gets no easier for us, Grant, when the Astros come in here tomorrow. That makes this game even more important. Again, this is a big week for us, but any concerns about Kyle Wright?
I don't think so. I mean, Kyle said that he feels like he's kind of back to normal. His throwing sessions went well. He didn't feel anything close to what he was feeling in Boston when it just didn't seem like everything was right. And he had also said that, you know, he hasn't really dealt with any injuries before. So when something didn't feel right, it was a whole new kind of sensation for him to kind of work through mentally. Okay, well, am I all right? Okay, I think I'm all right. But it's just not the same as it normally is. And that's why I think the team kind of stepped in and, you know, gave him an extra turn through the rotation, skipped him a start, and got him in against Houston. But you're absolutely correct when it comes to this series. I mean, the Braves could win the series against the Mets, but if they fall on their face against the Astros and the Mets go out and beat up on the Phillies, all of a sudden any ground that you gained can be lost that quickly. So this is going to be a kind of a war of attrition for the final 40 or so games between these two clubs, the Mets to try to hold on and the Braves to try to carve out every little step that they can to get that much closer to first place. And maybe it all culminates in that three-game series between these two teams at Truist Park at the end of the year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.